AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Texas,
things will likely get worse before they get better.
Judge Linda Hidalgo in Houston is talking about the snow, ice, and cold. At least two deaths are being blamed on the cold in Texas. About 4 million homes are without power. Three deaths are reported along the coast of North Carolina from a tornado overnight in the Wilmington area. This is an area used to getting hurricanes. Bob Orovec is at the National Weather Service.
There has been a lot of thunderstorm activity, especially overnight, Monday night into early Tuesday across the Carolinas and actually stretching southward into central Florida.
The Brunswick County Emergency Management said people were trapped in their homes. The number of coronavirus cases around the world is dropping.
The number of reported COVID-19 cases has now declined for 5 consecutive weeks.
So far this year, the number of weekly reported cases has fallen by almost half.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Simple public health measures work, even in the presence of variants.
And just one reason for optimism.
Today, WHO gave emergency use listing to 2 versions of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, giving the green light for these vaccines to be rolled out globally.
It's only the second vaccine given emergency authorization by the WHO. One concern, its effectiveness against the South African variant of the virus. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden is facing mounting pressure at the border. Thousands of people are waiting to claim asylum, and more come each day, falsely believing they will be able to enter the U.S. now that former President Donald Trump is out of office. Police in Myanmar have filed a new charge against ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, which may also allow her to be held indefinitely without trial. Iran State TV says Iranian and Russian militaries have kicked off a joint naval drill in the Indian Ocean. This is AP News. A public memorial was held in New York City for Cicely Tyson.
They came from nearby where Cicely Tyson was born.
I was born and raised in Harlem, and so to see her and to be here, and with it being Black History Month as well, it's the best.
Some came from much further away where she made a name for herself as a stage screen and TV performer.
I flew all the way from Los Angeles, California, just to be here for this moment.
The line was a block long as people paid respects to Tyson, who died late last month at age 96. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Today is Mardi Gras in New Orleans and elsewhere. In New Orleans, no big parties, no parades because of the virus. Instead of parades, people have decorated their homes like Mardi Gras floats. Diego Rose lives in New Orleans.
It's a classic New Orleans move, you know, when you're knocked down, you get up and figure out a way to use creativity to make it a fun experience.
Coronavirus restrictions are limiting access to Bourbon Street. Ed Donahue, AP News.